This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Funeral services for Olivia Lone Bear are being held Monday in Newtown, North Dakota. The Native woman went missing in October. Last week, a truck was recovered in a lake on the Fort Berthold Reservation. Her body was found inside. The FBI is investigating. The 32-year-old was a mother of five. Her family says she was a hard worker and free spirit who enjoyed playing sports, poker, and going to concerts. Meanwhile, advocates in the state are raising awareness of missing and murdered Native women. A task force was created in Fargo last year after the disappearance of a pregnant Native woman who was later found dead in a river. Advocates nationally are working with state and U.S. lawmakers to address missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. South Dakota's governor has declared Tuesday as Purple Heart Recognition Day. The proclamation comes at the same time a reservation in the state is being designated a Purple Heart Reservation. The Lake Traverse Reservation has land in both North and South Dakota. On Tuesday, members of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate will commemorate the national designation as a Purple Heart Reservation. Tribal officials estimate around 50 members of the Oyate have earned the Purple Heart. They're inviting honorees and their families to attend Tuesday's ceremony. Officials are also inviting those from tribal and non-tribal veterans organizations to attend the dedication. The ceremony takes place the same day as South Dakota and the rest of the U.S. celebrate Purple Heart Recognition Day. Two tribal leaders in Oklahoma say they're in support of lawsuits filed against manufacturers of opioids. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby, Choctaw Nation Chief Gary Batten, and Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter announced last week their filings of lawsuits. In separate lawsuits in state court, the tribes claim decades of deceptive marketing by companies have led to an ongoing public health crisis. Tribes across the country have filed similar lawsuits, including in Wisconsin and South Dakota. New Mexico's Democratic U.S. lawmakers are denouncing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, saying it's failed to compensate victims of the Gold King mine waste spill, including the Navajo Nation. The weekend marked 3 years since tribal communities in the Four Corners were devastated by the spill. Millions of gallons of waste from the mine spilled near Silverton, Colorado, which flowed down rivers and impacted Navajo farmers and livestock owners. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Representative Ben Ray Lujan issued a statement Sunday saying victims of the disaster still have not received the compensation from the federal government. They called on the EPA to compensate victims. The agency has said it's reviewing claims. A Native Hawaiian advocacy group is exploring a lawsuit against a Chicago-based business. The Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement announced last week it's looking into legal options against the Aloha Poke Company, saying the company is exploiting Native Hawaiian language and using legal threats against Native business owners who make the cultural dish. The company has received backlash and sparked a national debate about cultural appropriation after sending letters asking Native Hawaiian business owners to cease using Aloha with poke in connection with restaurants, catering, and takeout services in an effort to protect its trademark. But Native Hawaiians say no one has the right to disenfranchise a culture and people. The dish is a staple in Hawaiian culture, which means to cut crosswise into pieces. It's usually made with raw fish cut into cubes and mixed with seasoning and other ingredients. The Native Hawaiian Advocacy Group is partnering with other Native organizations and businesses to seek a course of action. The Aloha Poke Company has issued an apology on social media. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Humboldt State University. We know what it means to be rooted in community. You can get your master's degree and amplify your voice without leaving your community. Online program applications accepted from August 1st to 31st at humboldt.edu/socialwork. Support by Freedom Lodge, hosting Body and Earth Conference, featuring leaders including Winona LaDuke in a contemplative, historic journey to protect our lives and lands. September 12th through the 15th, Mystic Lake Casino. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.